You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
It's complete. Another touchdown!
Cougar Sports Saturday. Saturday. A presentation of KSL Sports. KSL
Sports. Left wing for three.
He got it again!
BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans for Cougar fans. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, Cougar fans. Welcome on into Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL. Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte. Good times in the world of Cougar sports right now. We're going to unpack that win over Kansas, a historic win at Allen Fieldhouse. I was there in Lawrence. What an epic scene that was. We'll go through all of that with you today. And then also, BYU football spring practice is underway. You'll hear from Chase Roberts, hear from the coaches, players, and so much more, so much to get to over these next 3 hours, Matt.
You might have buried the lead, though. Cougar Sports Saturday after a long hiatus. We're back live. It feels like it's been forever since we've had a show from 12 to 3 last 2 weeks. BYU Hoops had been playing at this time. They'll play later tonight as they host TCU. So, man, it is good to be back. But as you mentioned, we got to start things off with that absolutely enormous victory in Kansas.
The leadoff. A look at the stories making headlines right now. It's time for the leadoff on Cougar Sports Saturday.
76-68, BYU goes to the Fog Allen Fieldhouse, and takes down the Kansas Jayhawks in what, and we'll discuss this later in the show, is that the best win in the history of BYU basketball? You can chime in as well. Text us 575-00. Where does this rank on all-time BYU basketball wins? But before we get to that, Mitch, what was the atmosphere like? What was the scene like? You were there. You covered it for KSL Sports. Maybe give us a recap of just what that venue was like.
It was pretty special, and I thought it was so neat to see the history of the Kansas basketball program in that building. You know, there's certain places where you just always watch as a kid growing up, and to think that BYU not only was playing in that stage, but they were a conference equal. You know, it's one thing to just go in for one-off games. BYU football and BYU basketball have done that many a times in big settings, but to go into that game and know that this has conference ramifications, that was pretty cool. And first time BYU was there since 1971, and, you know, there was just so much history, too. Everything's a bench. You know, the size of the arena is not that big, yet it packs in 16,000 fans because everything's a bench, including the media members. We had to sit on wooden benches. And just you can just feel the history of basketball. And, you know, the pregame hype video was the type of hype video where you feel like, man, I'm sure a lot of teams lose by just watching that video because you see James Naismith, the Peach Bucket. You see the history, Paul Pierce, Wilt Chamberlain. You see all these great Kansas players that have been through there, and then they lay out the stats in the hype video of all the championships, conference championships, and you go, wow, you're facing this program. And BYU kind of tuned that out and got this win. But it was really cool to be there. And what I also like too, and this is kind of an outside-the-box thought, I loved how in timeouts at Allen Fieldhouse, it wasn't about, hey, here's this half-court shot presented by insert company. It was just band, fans, they were the ones creating the energy. Almost every timeout, there was a few exceptions where they would do some, you know, half-court shot or whatnot. But it was not this, you know, ramming it down your face of corporate sponsor this, corporate sponsor that. It was just the band, the music. It was just cool. And Kansas's band plays a lot of the similar songs to BYU's. And maybe that's what made BYU feel comfortable at home, that they heard all the same band. But I just thought it was really neat. And I just feel you can feel the history because those people, they care. And all those fans from the new, you know, freshman college student down to all the way up to, you know, the 50-year season ticket holder. Those people were up on their feet cheering. Pretty cool setting.
Here's what BYU's head coach Mark Pope had to say about what made that win against the Jayhawks so great.
This is really special. I think it's special because we all have such a deep respect for this program and this venue. You know, I think all three of us are lifelong college basketball fans, and this arena and this team and this coach and these players, you know, it's just it's an all-time mecca. And so I think that's what makes it special.
Specific to this game and what this means going forward for BYU, Mitch, one of the reasons I thought the win was so significant, everything you said is 100% true. Your conference foes, this is the top program in Big 12 basketball. That's what, everyone was chasing Kansas. That's what you want to become over a long, sustained period of time. But when you dive in on the way that BYU was able to win, I thought it was really impactful, and it gives me a lot of hope going forward as BYU is, in my opinion, easily stamped their ticket now to the NCAA tournament. Now you're just playing for where you're going to play and what seed you're going to be at. I also thought, too, though, Mitch, the way that they were able to execute down the stretch was a big deal, and it's really important going forward.
We got to take a quick break. We've got an EAS alert to give you, and then we'll be back on the other side with more BYU versus Kansas talk and look ahead to today's matchup against TCU.